And I wasn't joking. I wasn't thinking about it. It's like they say, I've done it before. We had done it before. It's things that we had done in previous times. At least, at that time, I had two good experiences to use to teach that, look, this one, when somebody just changes behavior overnight, the person has an evil spirit piloting his soul. I'm not joking about that. I'm telling you the truth. If you understand, look, I said that one, that I'm trying to explain something, that it's not every time we need a special manifestation. Do you understand? To know, there are things I see. It doesn't even require prayer. I just say, this guy, I can tell you the name of the evil spirit worrying him. I'm not joking about that. And I'm very, very serious about it. I'm very serious. All right? But, of course, the other experiences we had, you know, it was from maybe young boys at home just suddenly start misbehaving. I said, that one is an evil spirit. You don't need a spirit to tell you. Come, told his sister, let us join hands, prayed. In 5 minutes, forget it. That boy is well. Next time I saw him, he had gone back to church to give his life to Christ. To rededicate his life to Christ, and he became a firebrand preacher. You just see it. It's so, you know, there are things you just see once. That's why it's not everywhere you go to. TB Joshua is preaching. What's your problem going to his church? Don't even go there out of curiosity. If you enter the church, they are sharing food. Don't eat. This is not food set. What do you call it? It is not eat without asking question. That one you already know the answer. So why should you ask question? They want to give you communion in synagogue church of Satan, and you are eating it. Are you stupid? If they say, Pastor Banga, hey, you are doing great work. Here is an offering to support. I will wire the money back to you. What kind of rubbish is that? If you send the money to an offering basket and I'm not aware, it's a different matter. But you call me and say, Pastor Banga, hey, you are doing a great work, and I know your spirit is wrong, and you say, I won't take it. If it's a situation in which I can't, it's difficult, I'll carry the money. I know many charity homes where we can drop money. I know many. I'll say, in Jesus' name, God, I refuse this offering. I refuse it because it is carrying a spirit into this environment. I refuse it. Now, the charity will don't know where it's coming from. Abi, we just can buy rice, buy gari, buy clothes, buy food, then drop all money into their basket and leave the place. They will be blessed by it. I diffuse the spirit from around me. Oh, what rubbish. Listen, what Satan does is discuss with people. Satan can't take you by surprise. Now, did you hear what I said? Satan doesn't have the power. This is not a joke. He doesn't have the power to take anybody by surprise concerning anything in life. He doesn't have it. All he can do is to negotiate. And what does he use to negotiate? Only three things: the loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh, and the pride of life. That is why, if you're a preacher, listen. Be careful of big men. I know what I'm saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Any preacher here? Don't put down your hand, even if you're a preacher. Just be careful of big men. Be very careful. Especially those who love to hang around pastors. Most of them carry evil spirits. I'm not joking, no. They do. The real big man in the realm of the spirit that has money to fund ministries, God taught him over the years not to shout about it. I don't know whether I get the point. Over the years, God will have taught him that not to make any noise about it. He will have learned how to crawl into places, drop a check, and walk away. Because he's not doing for glory. Do you get my point? He will have learned over the years to support serious work and not make noise. Some of the quietest people you find around Nigeria are so wealthy you don't know. A lot of the ministry work, real ministry work that's going on, they are funding it, they will never talk. When you get to heaven, it's when you find out what's really going on. A lot of these noisemakers are nothing but jokers. No, it's like, I tell you, don't ever forget something. Jesus says, look, what your right hand does, it's not something you discuss with your left hand. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's a divine principle. When I see big men hanging around preachers. One day somebody told me that, he said that, he mentioned the name of one big man in this state. You know, if I mention the name, you all know. We came up to your office to come and look for you, me and this man. I told my wife, who, me? Thank God people didn't find me. I went and reported to somebody that, he said that she don't mind the guy, that he doesn't need the guy saying the truth. But my mind, whether you're telling the truth or not. You know, so I was like, where was I now? Where was I? No. I don't want. In Jesus, I thank God, in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, that you didn't meet me. Maybe you thought I would be excited, like, wow, you know, you're a big man, God is taking you to places, big men are looking for you now. When they told Jesus, the Greeks are looking for you, he started preaching on that message. Do you know that instantly? He didn't even answer them.
Don't do this for popularity. I'm just saying, be very careful. Some people hang around with all kinds of evil spirits. There are only three ways they introduce into your lives. Into your life, only three ways. The lust of the eyes, they have to offer you something. The lust of the flesh and the pride of life. That policeman I was telling you about, that detective, I can bet money on it. They use two things, food and a young girl, to get him. You walk into the church, doesn't give them the right to. It came on official duty. It didn't give them the evil spirit the right to take a hold of his soul. But he went and ate food that was not convenient for him. You know what I'm trying to say? At the end of the day, he said he was submitting his salary on a monthly basis to the prophet in that church. He will collect the salary. It's the one the man gives him. Are you getting me? It's the one the man gives him, or the woman, whether it was a prophet or prophet, I don't know. That's the one he takes home. If they give him 1,000 naira, carry 1,000 naira there. Oh, man of God, here's my money. The prophet will take 500. Take under 700 for the Lord. Of the 300 remaining, say, give your wife 15 naira. This one for food. Because you know the whole family was in distress. Because the man go chop the one who not be on. You know, I just tried to explain something about discerning of spirits. All right? And I said that discerning of spirit, yes, it happens as a spiritual manifestation. But every believer should grow up in life to be able to be, to understand when wrong spirits are working. Now, let's go on. He said, to another, various kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same spirit works all these things. Now, various kinds of tongues are interpretation of tongues. Now, this is a... just something. Okay, let me just finish this. Now, this is something that has generated a lot of discussion those days when we were in school. People say that if anybody is filled with the Holy Spirit, the person must speak in tongues. Is the initial sign that you are filled with the Spirit? Some people say it's not true. But those when I was in school, nobody said it's not true. Nobody had the guts to say it's not true. But now I don't believe it actually. I'm not saying it is wrong. You know what I mean? Wrong. No. But I don't think it's as it's such a strict rule as we make it appear, that the only people that are filled with the Spirit are those who spoke in tongues when hands were laid upon them, when they prayed. It's not in keeping with my general understanding of the scriptures, number one, and then specific experiences one has had both personally and the stories of other people over the years. How many of you ever heard of John Alexander Dowie? All right, go and read this book, God's Generals. All right? John Alexander Dowie did not speak in tongues. He did not. He absolutely refused to. If preachers these days are one quarter as anointed as he was, my God, you will not, I'm telling you, the kind of manifestations you will see, you will be afraid. Dowie was so anointed. There was a time he ripped off a tumor from somebody's face. He was known as a prophet. One day he came back to Chicago, haven't traveled. People were mocking him that, there's been no rain for a long time. Will the prophet pray for rain? He prayed for rain there and told everybody to start going home. Before they could get out to go home, the rain was so heavy. At that time, he had a lot of problems, but God honored him every time. That we didn't see sickness and run. Sickness saw him and felt bad. That, why did you bring me here? The man, funny enough, he had his own personal issues, but he was not a tongue talking man. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. That's not to say that it is wrong. In fact, I like the way Paul says it, and that's why I say it all the time. He said, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than ye all. Do you understand? I'm just trying to explain the principle there, that we should be very careful that we don't make doctrines of what... It's very popular in Pentecostalism, and there's a reason why it was that popular. The reason is just because sometimes when God wants to lay an emphasis and open a door into a new set of manifestations for people, we tend to carry it, you know. Well, Holy Spirit allows us, actually, because that way everybody gets to hear it. All right? But he knows that eventually we'll balance out the issue. All right? And that's a balance. And I believe very strongly in the manifestation of speaking with other tongues, especially in prayer and then in public meetings also. But what Paul was talking about here, I believe, he's talking about various kinds of tongues which God gives for the edification of the whole body. Now, there are different kinds of tongues. Number one, let me just say something. The Bible talks about, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, it says, if you speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Now, I just want to bring out there that there are tongues of men, and there are what? Tongues of angels. That's a matter of fact. And you will hear, a lot of tongues you hear people speak. Like they do a home video. Can wake up and just say, hey, who stole my Honda? Who stole my Honda? Suzuki, Suzuki, Mitsubishi, Mitsubishi, Mitsubishi. It is still tongue. You know what you are saying? All right. If you speak Japanese. What I'm trying to explain anyway is that there are different kinds of tongues. All right. And some people say that some of these tongues people speak. Hey, it doesn't have any meaning. I say, obviously, you have not gone around the world. If you hear a Chinese man talk for the first time, my God, you won't believe he has meaning. You won't believe it has meaning, all right? There are different kinds of tongues. There are tongues of angels and there are tongues of men. And among the tongues of men, which you understand, Nigeria alone has more than 200. Is it 250 or I don't know how many? Enugu says alone, self. How many? Those is when I was in the days of Ben Delstein, when we were in campus. When they are casting local news, they used to do like 10 different languages. You have news in English and then news in the local one. Those of us from Ondo State. Initially, we had to contend only with news in English and in Yoruba. Then they added, because a part of Ondo State has a Ijo people there. So they now added Ijo, Ijo to it. And I learned a bit of Ijo those days just hearing the news. For example, I know that state means Pelekiri. instead of Ondo State, you say Ondo Pelekiri. I learned a few things like that. But when I came to school in the Bender State, then they first give you the one in English for 30 minutes. Then each local one is two minutes because there are so many. There were so many. And they will now give you the one in Pidgin English on top of that. I'm telling you, on top of that one, they can't give you the one in Pidgin English so that you understand all the things we've done that happened for this year since last week when I come up for house. Everything. Like that. That one, they long, small. But now give you 2 minutes in Yoruba, 2 minutes in Edo language, 2 minutes in Yoruba language, 2 minutes in Isoko, 2 minutes in Ishan, 2 minutes. Look, two minutes. In fact, if you couldn't speak it, don't just watch the news. At the end of 30 minutes, there's no tongue you wouldn't speak. All right, so the fact that something doesn't sound good in your ears doesn't mean anything. There are people who are sounding fantastic in their ears. Are you getting my point? Now, people will now argue that when Paul spoke, when the Holy Spirit came upon, people heard them and they understood. And that was you see, the Bible said that the Holy Spirit distributes as he wills. That was what he chose to do that time. Okay? And Paul even said later on that if a man speaks an unknown tongue, it's possible for people there not to understand him. And he said, that's why if he's giving the message, there must be what? Interpretation of tongues. You can speak in tongues and nobody understands. And sometimes, he said, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men. Do you understand my point? But unto God. You get my point? He said, how beat in the spirit is uttering mysteries to God. No, let's not just sit on one thing that because you go to church and people are speaking all kinds of languages and you don't understand, it means they are deceiving themselves. No, it's not so. But having said all of this, right, there are different times of experience people have. People speak tongues in prayer. They speak it in praise to God. But sometimes, and this, I've heard different testimony from different places. A woman went once, a missionary, a lady, and I think she was in a company, actually. They went to one of these Middle Eastern countries. And they ran into, a lot of military presence. They ran into his roadblock. And she came down and started talking to the soldiers there. At that time, she walked away with one of the soldiers to go and see a more senior officer. And they spoke at length. And finally, she came back. I think it was in Yemen or Jordan, one of those places. It was in Jordan. And finally, she came back into the vehicle. And their guide said that, this woman is a very good lawyer. At the end of the day, we know what he didn't understand. She didn't understand one word of what she had been saying the last 30 minutes or 1 hour. She would just open her mouth and start talking. The man will talk, she will wait, she will start replying. She didn't understand him, she didn't understand herself. But the man was understanding everything. Finally, she spoke enough, the man let them go and allowed the company to continue. And their guy said that this woman is a very good lawyer. What he didn't understand is the woman did not understand one word of everything that transpired in the last 30 minutes to 1 hour. Are you getting my point? Now, that is what the Bible calls the Spirit working all these things, distributing each one individually
to each one individually, just as he wills. The woman left there. She did not start speaking the Jordanian language. I said, she didn't even know what she said. She just, you know, something just came upon her, talked to this man. She opened her mouth and began to talk and spoke in the man's native language. And they talked for a long time. Not just talk alone. No. The man will talk, she will talk, he will talk, she will talk, he will talk. Then took her to go and meet a superior fellow. And they talked and talked and talked. At the end of the day, they didn't know the woman didn't understand one word. That is, not one jot of everything that she said, did she know the meaning of. I think it's good we discuss this thing because we've been speaking so much English over the years that we don't realize that spiritual things are very real. I'm telling you the truth. And like I said, one of the reasons why Paul explained this to people is so that you will expect a miracle. What did I say? What did I say? Expect a miracle. It's very important, all right? And then, now, there's another one it talked about, interpretation of tongues. Now, again, how do people get the interpretation? Can again, we used to describe some of those days. That he will pray in one of the ways he used to understand what to do in life. A lot of times that he will pray, he'll be praying in tongues and praying in tongues. After a long time, suddenly you have the, like, I don't know how to say it, but he will just start interpreting the things that he's been praying. And he will determine that the things that he has been saying, all right, were messages to himself. And the interpretation to just flow, to just come into his heart, he will notice is exactly what is meant by the things that what was meant by the things that he said. And there will be messages for him. Now, sometimes, at least I've been in assemblies, those is more on campus, somebody will give a message in an unknown tongue. Nobody else understands that. And the person who interprets is just as ignorant as everybody else, except that he knows interpretation. Are you getting my point? What language do you speak? He doesn't know. But as soon as the person finishes, he knows. Suddenly, he has an understanding of what that fellow said. How do you know? I don't know. But everything he said, you want me to tell you? He says it. But what language do you speak? I don't know. But as he was talking, I was hearing something. And as soon as he finished, that is as if I knew the guy was talking and I was getting the interpretation of what he was saying. So he says it to everybody in English. And that is what the Bible calls the interpretation of tongues. Do you get my point? And like I said, these things do happen. Last of all, verse 11, he said, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing each to each one individually just as he wills. Which means that, I like what Kenneth Hagin said then, that even though I was a prophet and there was things that were very common in his own life because of his calling. But he never could walk them. Do you get my point? He just wake up and decide that, okay, let me speak a strange tongue and interpret it. He couldn't do that. One of the things he couldn't do was just decide to have a word of knowledge. And that's why, listen, all these prophets who sit down and they walk in and they see vision for people, say that Pastor Banky said, they are all lying prophets. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If there is a professional man who sits down somewhere and you walk in and you go and ask questions like, okay, what will happen if I do this? And he says, let us pray. And he prays and now tells you what will happen. What that person is doing is divination. You that went to him, you are as guilty as the man you went to. I hope you get my point. Listen. Nobody gets up in real terms, that's in the real thing, and just cooks up a manifestation. They don't have the ability to. I like one thing somebody used to explain once, that Gehazi went to tell lies to collect money, right? If it was so that Elijah knew everything, do you think he would have did it? Elisha. He had been working with Elisha for some time. Then some people brought Baje one day. Elijah not agree collect. And he followed and told lies. And Elijah now said, where are you coming from? He said, are they back here? They not hear me as they sing, declare the grass. And the man said, did my spirit not go with you and all of that? Somebody explained that that if the experience was that Elisha always knew everything, do you think Gehazi would have been stupid enough to try to deceive him? Because he knew that he had lied to Elisha in the past and nothing happened. I kept two silver coins here. Who carry them? Gehazi said, I never entered this house today. But the money was in his back pocket. And Elisha said, well, maybe I spent it on the room we're coming back. Okay, yeah, that guy that was selling orange. I think we bought orange. Were you the one that paid on me? Okay, said, Oga, now you pay. It's okay. Gehazi don't round the money. You understand my point? Uh-huh. And Elisha did not know. It has happened like that before. That was why in the day issues came down. You understand? He thought Elijah wouldn't know. But it was now the day that the Holy Spirit decided to show it to Elijah. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Okay? Now, it's so important we understand that point. Now, so, that is, you, those who now settle down and decide that, okay, I just want to see visions at will for people. They deceive people. Believe me, they do. I have seen them before. I have, it's very common. I don't know about this part of the world, though. But where I come from is very common. They plenty well, well. The prophetess just sits down. You walk up there. Before you do anything, you will sit, kneel down. And we are planning to to open delicweb.com. Will it prosper or won't prosper? See, let me pray. And I've seen them speak all kinds of tongues. Before I knew by speaking in tongues, I heard them from fake prophetesses. From fake prophetesses. I'm telling you. And they will speak it and interpret it too. Say, don't try it. Don't try it. Don't try it. Because I should tell you that if you try it, the car you used to start on your head, all of them would mangle one day and then back. Oh God, you don't know how Satan kept people in poverty. All kinds of tricks. Those who saw, which prophet did they ask? Which prophet did they ask? They just got up and went and did what they wanted to do. Are you getting my point? So yeah, come. We finish praying. Okay, let me see what God wants to say. Or, they stole my shoe. It's in the hostel. Prophet, pray. Let me know who stole the shoe. And the prophet will tell you, this is the person who stole it. And it will be the right person. It's called familiar spirit. After that, an evil spirit will, that's when people say they are pressing me in my bed. Yes, now, why won't they press in your bed? You went to where the bed pressing people live. You know, there are things I hear. You know what I say? The witch will not press me for my bed. You know, they fear. You just come to my bed and press me. I will just wake up, carry you, put you down there and sit on your head. You will choke when you get home. When they get to your home, where you flew out from, your dead body they will meet. And they ask the dead body, what's happening? He said, go press Pastor Bank. Now Pastor Bank is sit for your head. Now it's okay. Because you won't find where they're doing divination. I'm serious. You won't find me. What, do you know, even if I'm in a room and one man is praying, praise one person, he said, let me see what God has to tell you. Before he gets to my turn, you know what I will do? I will join the hands of those who want to hear what God wants to tell them. I gently sneak back. And they go with that. He said, you don't want, I said, I don't want to hear. God knows how to tell me, send me a message when I need to hear it. As for this man who's doing divination from one person to the other, I am not interested. In fact, once somebody who has always seen vision to direct people's lives, I'm one guy that won't go near him. I don't want conflict for my soul. Are you getting my point? I don't want conflict for my soul. The day I need to hear correct message, God knows how to send correct message to me. Not with the man with the spirit of divination. I'm emphasizing the expression here. He said, but one and the same spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as he wills, not as they will. Can I give us anointed prophet? Please go and read that book if you're interested. He gave gifts unto men. He described the ministry of the prophet. How some prophets, the Holy Spirit will speak through them today. Tomorrow is familiar spirit. People get confused. But this is, in fact, anyway, I was about to say I don't hard, but I'm not hard. In Jesus' name, I refuse to be hard. My heart is still open to genuine manifestations. But I see people operating all kinds of things that sometimes you want to close your ears to everything that is spiritual like that. But of course, I thank God I will not fall for that. I know, and that's why we're doing this kind of teaching, for us to understand that genuine things exist. Did I hear an amen? Amen. Yes, they do. All right? Okay, now I'm going to end that one there. The Lord is good. Have I explained anything today? We'll spend so much time on these first few verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, if you see, from verse 12, I will jump that to a large extent. The reason is because we discussed this one in the book of Romans, chapter 12, from verse 3. You see that. So, and I said that at the beginning then, that a lot of the things that we will see in the letters of Paul, we'll find in one letter and find another letter. So we'll save time in some of those places by just not repeating all the things. Is that okay? So where I'm going to continue from next time, therefore, will be, okay, I will run through that from that verse 12, chapter 12, from that verse 12 of chapter 12, and then we'll now get down to around verse 28. That's where I'll start passing my comments.
But what I will have said between 12 and 28, I'll run through it, say it for a few minutes. Will be the same thing we discussed when we're studying Romans chapter 12. Then if you were not around, we can try and get the CD. Then we'll now go into chapter 13. The Lord is good. Let us pray. Let's just give the Lord thanks for the power of his word and the things that we have learned today.